The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Let's start with the story. Reuven is going to the bank. Shimon, his friend, says to him, if you're going to the bank, will you please take this bag of money and deposit it in my account in the bank? Reuven says, no problem, takes the bag, he's walking down the road, and suddenly a goy comes up to him and says to him, give me that bag or else I'm going to hit you. The Reuven doesn't know what to do, so he stands there, and the goy grabs the bag off him and walks off with it. Afterwards, Shimon comes along and says to Reuven, did you manage to deposit my money in the bank? He said, no, he told him what happened. Now the question is Reuven now obliged to pay back to Shimon the money which was taken off him? Or maybe it's potter. So, we have a Gemara here, Dr. Tzadik Gimon Omid Beis, almost at the bottom of the page. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, Halistim Hareza Oynes. A bandit is considered as an Oynes, as something which is unpreventable. Nothing can be done about it. And therefore, even a Shomer Socha, a paid watchman, who's chayav for Ganeva V'Aveda, if it gets stolen, the object he's supposed to be looking after, then he is obliged to pay back to the owner for the cost of the stolen object. However, if a listim, if a bandit comes over to him and takes it off him, he's possible, because that's an onus. That's something which is unpreventable, there's nothing he can do about it. Ask the Gemara, am I? Why? Luki Gavra Bahade Lahade Gavra. Let's set up one man against the other. If it's a single bandit, then it's surely not to be considered as an onus, something unpreventable, because it's one on one. And the Shomer should be able to stand up and fight him off. So why, if the bandit takes it off him, is it considered an onus? Says the Gemara, my Rav, Listim Mazuin. We're talking about an armed bandit. An armed bandit, even if it's one on one, obviously, he has the advantage, that's an onus, there's nothing you can do about it, and therefore a Shomer Socha will be potter. What does the Gemara mean if, when the Gemara says, if he's an unarmed bandit, looking gavra b'hadei gavra? It would seem to imply from here that, as the Gemara says, it's not an onus, it's not unpreventable, it's something which can be prevented, and therefore, the Shomer is going to be chayav. So in our case too, one might well suggest that l'chera our Gemara seems to indicate, if it's a one-on-one, the Shomer is expected to stand up against the bandit and try and fight him off. If he does his best to fight him off and the bandit runs off with it nonetheless, that's already an onus. He did whatever he could to prevent it. But if he didn't stand up against the bandit, the Nechor, that the Gemara says, that's not called an onus. And the Shomer would be chayav. Now, in question Mishpatim and Shin Gimel, it talks about our lochas, of a Shomer Socha, which as we mentioned before, Shomer Socha is chayav for Geneva and Aveda. Not only is he chayav if he's negligent and something happens to the object he's supposed to be looking after, but even if he wasn't negligent but it got stolen, he's also going to be obliged to pay. Says the Ramah in Sif Gimel, Im Nofla Deleko Be'ev, and this is the Chafetim Shai, a Shomer Socha Lehem, have a onus. If there's a fire in town, and all the buildings burn down, and the object which the Shomer Socha is supposed to be looking after also gets burnt down, and he couldn't have saved it. Im lo yachol ha'atzel ba'atzmo v'ra'i z'achem. He couldn't save it, and he couldn't even get other people to save it. Then that's already considered an onus. That's not considered geneva aveda. That's an onus. That's unpreventable. It's not his fault. There's nothing he can do about it. He got it as best he could, and even a Shomer Socha would be proper. The Shach in Sif Katan Zayin quotes a very interesting tshuva of the Ramah in Sif Kuf Vav. There was a fire, and the Shomer Socha didn't manage to save the object he was looking after. However, he did manage to grab his own things and run out of the house. So he managed to save his own property, but he didn't manage to save the object that he was supposed to be looking after. Had he grabbed the object he was supposed to be looking after, he would have saved that instead of his own thing. But he could only grab one thing. So instead of grabbing the object he was supposed to look after, he grabbed his own property and ran off and managed to save himself and his own property. So the Tshuva of the Ramah says there, that in such a case, Shomer Socha would actually be chayav. He would have to pay. Because the object which he was supposed to be looking after could have been saved. not like the Ramah says in the Shulchan Aruch from the Mordechai, that if a fire came into town, he couldn't save it. Shomer Socha's potter, that's a thing. Here, the Shomer Socha, had he wanted to, could have saved it. He chose not to save it, but to save his own property instead. That's already not considered an oinus. It's not considered unpreventable. He could have managed to save the object if he wanted to. He didn't want to, he chose instead to save his own things. But such a thing as Shomer Socha would be chayav. And the lashon of the Ramah in the Tshuva is, lachen have a kipshia. That is already shia, which is negligent. Says the Shach, that would imply that not only is a Shomer Socha chayav in such a circumstance, but a Shomer Chia would also be chayav in such a circumstance. Even an unpaid watchman, who's not only is he potter for oinus, he's also potter for genev and aveda, he's only chayav, he's only responsible to pay if he was negligent. Since the Ramah calls this negligent, that which he grabbed his own things to save them and didn't manage to save as a result of that the object he was supposed to look after, if that's considered sheer negligence, that would imply, says the Shach, that even Shem Chino would be chayav in such a case. However, the Shach says it's a little difficult, it requires further investigation, but we would paskin like that, halacha lemaisa, that even Shem Chino would be chayav in such a circumstance. The Ksais in Simon Shin Gimel, Sif Kotten Gimel, quotes the Shach and quotes the Tshuva Ramah. And the first comes to the conclusion that the Ramah in his Tshuva did not mean to imply that even a Shomer Chinam would have to pay in such circumstances. And he says if you look at the reasoning behind what the Ramah paskens, you'll understand that he didn't mean to be mechayev even a Shomer Chinam. What is the reasoning of the Ramah there based on? It's based on the Namuki Yosef on our sugya. Then the Namuki Yosef says that that a Shomer Socha, as we know, is chayev for genev v'aveda, but it's potter for oinus. Says the Nuk Yosef, not everything which is an onus, which is unpreventable, is the Shomer Socha going to be potur. So to the Nuk Yosef, what would happen, for example, if the Shomer Socha suddenly and uncontrollably fell asleep? Not through his own negligence, but through something which happened to him, that he suddenly became ill and unable to guard it, or suddenly fell asleep through unusual circumstances. Now, he couldn't look after it. As a result of that, the object was lost or stolen. So one might have thought, as in Luke Yosef, the Shomer Socha could say, listen, I gathered it as best as I could, but this was already unpreventable. This was something that I couldn't help. That's already an oinus. Shomer Socha should be positive for oinus. Says in the Luke Yosef, no, in such a case, the Shomer Socha will be chai. The Shomer Socha is only positive for oinus if the oinus happened to the object that he was guarding. But if the onus happened to the shomer, to the man who's guarding himself, then he would still be chayav. So he says, if the object could not have been saved under any circumstances, for example, there was a fire in town, and there was nothing that could be done to save the object, that's an onus, and that the shomer socha is potter. Or for example, it was an animal, in the case of the Torah, shomer socha was looking after an animal, and the animal dropped dead, through natural causes. So that's something which the onus happened to the object which he's guarding itself. There's nothing the Shomer could do to stop it. In that case, a Shomer Socha would be potter. But if the object itself could have been saved, nothing happened to the object itself, but an onus happened to the Shomer, something happened to the person who's guarding it, even if it's an onus and it's not his fault and it's unpreventable, nonetheless, that's the type of thing that a Shomer Socha is going to be chayav for. He's potter if the onus happened to the object, but not if the onus happened to himself. The Ramah quotes the Muki Yosef and says, therefore, if there's a fire in the house of the Shomer Socha, then if he couldn't possibly have saved the object he's supposed to be looking after, that already is an onus. That's not his fault, and the Shomer Socha would be potter. But if the object itself, the Shomer could have saved, but the Shomer, for personal financial reasons, decided that he wanted to save his own stuff before he saved the object he was supposed to look after, that already is not an onus. There's no onus on the chayfet. The onus is perhaps on the shomer. The shomer felt himself forced to save his own things. But the object which he was looking after itself could have been saved. That already says that the Ramah in Tshuva is not considered an onus that the shomer socha would be potter for. And therefore the shomer socha would have to pay. Says the Ktzos, if that's the reasoning behind the Ramah's tak in his Tshuva, then obviously it doesn't apply to a Shomer Chinam. Why? Because a Shomer Chinam, as we know from the Gemara, is actually not expected to go to such great lengths to guard the object. For example, when a Shomer Chinam goes to sleep, if he goes to sleep at the normal time when most people go to sleep, then and then as a result of that the object gets stolen, that's the type of thing that Shomer Chinam is potter for, because he did what one normally does under normal circumstances. He's not expected to do more than that. Non kidanaini inchi, the Shomer Chinam will be potter if he went to sleep under normal circumstances. A Shomer Socha, however, is going to be chayav under such circumstances. Even if he went to sleep under normal circumstances, since he's being paid to look after it, he's going to be chayav, because that's what his responsibility is for Geneva and Aveda. Not considered an onus because he had to go to sleep. Even if he had to go to sleep, the object itself could have been guarded, and therefore it's going to be chayav. But a Shomer Chinam we see in such a case would not be chayav. Why? Because he's acting in the normal way. As long as he didn't do anything irresponsible, then he's potter for whatever happens to the chayfet. And therefore, says the Ktzos, if a Shomer Chinam was in such a situation when there's a fire in his house and he wants to grab his own stuff first, he's perfectly entitled to do so. That's not called a pshia. He's looking after his own interest, so he's acting in the normal way that a person would act, by looking after his own interest first and not putting himself or his own property in any danger. So a Shomer Socha would be chayav in such a circumstance, because there's no onus happening to the actual chayfet. The object itself could have been saved. But in the case of a Shomer Chinam, even the object itself could have been saved, but if the Shomer acts in a responsible way, he's going to be potter, even if acting in a responsible way means saving his own stuff before the object he's supposed to be looking after. Why does the Ramah say a lotion of Shia? Says he doesn't mean to say it's negligent and a Shomer Chinam would also be chayav in such circumstances. He merely means to say that as far as the Shomer Socha is concerned, it's not considered an onus. So as far as onus is concerned, it can be considered a pshia as a negligent, but not literally negligent. It's negligent as far as the Shomer Socha is concerned, but a Shomer Chinam would be potter under such circumstances. And therefore, says the Ktzos, when our Mishnah says, for example, Ze'ev Echod Eino Onus, if one wolf comes along and a shepherd is looking after someone else's flock, then if the wolf attacks and the shepherd doesn't do anything about it and runs away, then that's not considered an onus, something which is unpreventable, and the Shomer Socha would be chayav under such circumstances. Says the Ktzos, all that is only with regard to a Shomer Socha, because even if he wants to protect himself, he may be entitled to do so, but he's going to have to end up paying for any damage done from the Zeiv, from the wolf. Whereas a Shomer Chinam, he says, even if the Zeiv Echod is not considered an oinus, but a Shomer Chinam is perfectly entitled to say, I don't want to start fighting against the Zeiv or against the wolf. It could be that I'll prevent, as a result of my action, any damage done to the sheep that I'm supposed to be looking after, but I myself could get damaged in the process. I could get scratched and I could get hurt. And I don't want to do that. Since he's a Shomer Chinam, says the Ktzos, he's going to be potter under such circumstances. Because as soon as there's an onus on the shepherd, a Shomer Socha in such a case, as the Ramah points out, will still be chayav. But a Shomer Chinam will not be chayav. And a Shomer Chinam is entitled to say, I'm saving myself first, and only afterwards the sheep. So even if it's not a life-threatening situation, but merely a situation where the shepherd is concerned that damage might come to himself or to his own property, in such circumstances, if he doesn't stand up against the Zeiv, against the wolf, then the Shomer Chinam will be potter under such circumstances. If that's the correct reasoning, as the Ktzos says, then the Chor would say the same thing in our case as well. It's true, the Gemara says, if one bandit comes up against a Shomer, then that type of listim who's not armed, a listim for any Mizuim, the Gemara says that's not considered an onus, as the Mishnah says. And the Gemara explains, Nuki Gavra Bahadi Gavra. One on one, it's one against one, and therefore, if the Shomer allows the bandit to take the object he's supposed to be looking after and walk off with it or run off with it, then the Shomer Socha is going to be chayav. However, it's very possible that that's only with regard to a Shomer Socha, as our Mishnah is discussing and our Sugya is discussing. But a Shomer Chinam would be potter on such circumstances. As much as the Ketzer says, with one Ze'ev, the Shem Echinim is entitled to say, I'm not going to fight the Ze'ev, because even if I manage to save the sheep, I myself might get hurt. And that's an onus which is on the Shomer, an onus which is on the Shomer, although a Shomer Socher will be chayav, a Shem Echinim will be potter. And so it's L'choru Adin would be in a case where it's not a Ze'ev, but it's a bandit. It's a thief who comes up to you in the street. It's true that the Gemara says, if it's one-on-one, then the Shomer Socher is expected to stand up against him. And if he doesn't, then he's going to be chayav, and it's not considered an onus. However, that's only with regard to a Shomer Socher. But a Shomer Chinam is entitled to say, for me, that's an onus which is on me. It might be not be an onus on the chayvus, because if I do stand up against him and fight him, I'll manage to save the bag of money. However, I myself might get hurt in the process. So that's already an onus upon me, and if it's an onus upon me, I'm going to be potter. So in our case, l'chayr, the Shem Mechilam, the tzaka be potter for paying whoever won't have to pay for the money which was taken off him by the bandit.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.